Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we are going to be reviewing some numbers, but before we do, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen, follow those directions, and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Let's write our names. I'll write your name in pencil at the top of my page, and you write my name. Ha ha, just kidding. You write your name. I'll write my name. Use pencil, and then go ahead and put your pencil down. We are going to do some coloring first. All right. If you look at the top of your page, you're going to see some cubes, some snap cubes, linking cubes, whatever. They're cubes. And we are going to color them orange. But stop, wait. We're only going to color 14 of them orange. Only 14. So what I want you to do is put a dot in each cube to make sure we know where 14 ends. So don't do it yet. Here we go. One orange dot on the first cube. Just put a little dot. Don't color the whole thing. First cube, one, scoot over. Orange dot, two, scoot over, three. Keep going. Four, five, six, seven. So the whole top row should have a dot in each cube. Seven. Okay, second row. Eight, nine, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14 is where we're stopping. So all the cubes in the first row we're going to color, and all the cubes in the second row we're going to color. What about the last row? Nope. All right, so orange coloring, get started. We have a dot on each cube that we need to color. And this is the part where you have to listen, because even if you wanted purple cubes, I need you to follow my directions and color orange cubes. But Mrs. Oldham, I really wanted to do striped cubes with pink and purple. I'm so, so sorry. Today we're going to do orange cubes. This is the part where you listen and follow the directions. Yes, yes, yes. Okay, so we are coloring 14 cubes. Listen, I want us to practice because I already know we know how to do it. So we're just going to practice and review counting to 14. Let's sing our numbers until we get to 14. Okay? We're going to sing and count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 14, orange cubes, 14, 14. Okay, let's count to 14, but let's start on the number 10. Start at the number 10. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 10. 11, 12, 13, 14. 14 is a 10, and then how many more? 10 and how many more? 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Four more. All right, take 3 more seconds for your orange cubes. You should have none colored on the bottom row of cubes. If you accidentally did, just cross it off. Okay, 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Put down your orange crayon. We're going to touch and count the cubes. Yes, we're going to touch them with our finger. Do you have one today? Did you bring one today? Okay, good. Touch the first cube and count and move your fingers with me. Ready, begin. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. 13, 14. Okay, we have 14 orange cubes. Move over. Do you see the numbers? Do you know which one says 14? Which number says 14? Yes, the one with the 1 and the 4. You can hear it. It says 14. Let's color 14 orange. We just colored 14 orange cubes. Now let's color the number 14 orange. So the 1 and the 4 should both be orange. All right. Take a few more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Which number says 11? There's 2 numbers left. Which one says 11? The 1 and the 1 or the 1 and the 9? Yes, the 1 and the 1. Let's color it red. We'll color the number 11 red. So the 1 and the 1. That's 11. We're coloring it red. Take a few more seconds. 2, 1. All right. What's the number that we have left? The one in the middle. What number is that? Yes, 19. 1, 9. Let's color it green. Color 1 and 9. Make it 19. It should be green. So we have 11, 19, and now 14. 11 is red, 19 is green, and 14 is orange. 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Okay, let's put down our green crayons and move to the gingerbread cookies. Yes, yummy, yummy in my tummy. We're going to color 11 gingerbread men. 11. We're going to do the same thing we did with our orange cubes. Take your brown crayon and put a little dot on each gingerbread man as we count to see when we get to 11. Ready? Little dot. 1, scoot over. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Stop when you get to 11. You should have 3 left over on the second row, and we did not touch the bottom row. 11. Let's color these 11 gingerbread cookies. Now, you might be someone who's thinking, oh, I really, really, really want to color the buttons and the frosting on the gingerbread cookies, and I want to make it look so, so cute. Okay, well, you can do that at the end. We don't have time for you to make these super duper cute. We're counting. Yes, we're coloring, but we're focusing on the counting. So if you want to go back and make these super duper whooper cute, you can do that at the end when I'm no longer on the recording. Okie dokie, slow pokey. Okay, so we're counting and coloring to 11 this time. To 11. Let's practice counting to 11, yet let's use our low voice. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. 11 is 10. What comes after 10? 10, 11. Yep, it's 10 and one more. 11, 10, 11. So we just colored 10 gingerbread men. I mean, not 10, 11. Don't listen to me. 10 plus one more, 11 gingerbread men. If you colored too many, just cross it off. Take 3 more seconds to color. 3, 2, 1. All right, put down your brown crayon. Let's count, touch, and color. No, 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 don't color. What is wrong with me? Don't listen to me. Let's touch and count the gingerbread men with our fingers. No coloring. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Okay, scoot over. You see all those numbers? We're going to go on a hunt. Pick up your blue crayon. And let's see if we can find the number 14. I want you to draw a blue circle around the number 14. A blue circle. See how many you can find. There are 7 of them. See how many you can find. 14. See if you can find all 7. We'll have 7 blue circles when we're done. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yes. Did you find all 7? Awesome. All right, find your purple crayon. Purple crayon. Let's look for the number 19. That's a 1 and a 9. Purple circles for the number 19. That's a 1 and a 9. There are 6 of them. We'll have 6 purple circles if you can find all the 19s. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yes. All right, put your purple crayon down. Take out your red crayon. Let's find the number 11. Red circles for the number 11. 1, 1. There are 5 of them, so we'll have 5 red circles. That's a lot of numbers we've colored. 1 or circled. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 number 11s. 5 red circles. All right, put down your red crayon. Let's look for those ladybugs. See the ladybugs? They're so cute. All right, let's take out our red crayon. We're going to draw some spots on the ladybugs. So find your first ladybug and draw 5 red spots on the first ladybug. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It doesn't matter which wing you choose. It doesn't matter. Just make 5 spots on the first ladybug. Okay, scoot over. Let's draw 5 spots on the ladybug in the middle. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Again, it doesn't matter which side or which wing or whatever. Okay, last ladybug. I want you to draw 4 spots on the last ladybug. 4. So the first 2 had 5 and the last one has 4. Put down your red crayon. Let's count the spots and see how many we drew. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. We had 10 for the first 2, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay, move over to the 10 frames. The first 10 frame is full. It is full. Take your blue crayon. Let's color the circles in the 10 frame or the counters. Blue crayon, touch the first circle, color it in. Say 1, scoot over, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay, our empty 10 frame, I want there to be 9 counters. Draw 9 blue counters. Ready? 1. You have to draw your own. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. If you did too many, just cross it off. So we have 10 in the first 10 frame and 9 in the second. What number is 10 and 9 more? If you said 19, you're right. Let's count it. Say 10, and then we'll count the ones that we drew. 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. All right, find your pencil. Here we go. No more crayons. Find your pencil. We're going to count the dots on the dominoes. I see the first domino has a 5 and a 5. Do you know what that is? Yeah, it's 10. Let's count it anyway. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19. Let's write the number 19. 1, 9, 19. Scoot over. Let's count the crayons. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Let's write 14, a 1 and a 4. Okay, scoot down. We have some numbers that are missing. So let's trace the number 10. 1, 0. What comes after 10? 11. Write the number 11. 1, 1. 10, 11, what? 12. Write the number 12. 1 and a 2. What comes next? 10, 11, 12, 13. Write a 1 and a 3. 10, 11, 12, 13, what? 14. Write a 1 and a 4. Then we can trace the 15, 1, 5. What comes after 15? 16. Write a 1 and a 6. Okay, scoot down. See where 14 is in the middle? It's in the middle of two blank lines. Trace the 14. 1, 4 is 14. What comes right before the 14? What comes before 14? 13, right? A 1 and a 3. So that's 13, 14. What do we need to write? 15. Write a 15 next to the 14. It's a 1 and a 5. Okay, scoot over. Last one. There's a 19 in the middle. Write 1, 9. What comes before 19 when you're counting? 18. Put a 1 and an 8. So now we have 18, 19, and 20. 20 is 2 and what? 0. 2, 0. Boys and girls, you did it. We did it all. You rock. I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.